Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out. Kramer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive off the glove of Tabor, and into shallow left field. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Hemsley moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Harder moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Johnson now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-0 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Owen now playing third base. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Williams catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman is walked intentionally. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence pinch hits for Earl Johnson. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Johnny Allen now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Bell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 9-6, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.